Good evening and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, L'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren ben Moshe, L'ilui Nishmas Hoisha Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Monoyach. I thought that this evening we would take a few moments to go over some basics. There's an item that's actually been available on the Priority One website, priority-one.org, and it's a card with two sides. One side is strengthening emuna, and always remember the following seven things, and the other side is strengthening bitochin, and always remember the following seven things. And I think that they're worthwhile to go over, and I would encourage anyone who is interested in getting one of these cards, they're free of charge, just put the order in on the website, priority-number1.org, and they'll be very happy to send it out to you. First thing is strengthening emunah, because we know that bitochon is based on emunah. The Ramban and others tell us that kol habiteach ma'amin. Everyone who has bitochon has to have emunah, because if you don't believe in Hashem, in His powers, in His goodness, in His caring, in His involvement, then it's not possible to trust Him. But not everyone who has emunah has bitochon, because bitochon is interfered with. That is the trust, the confidence that things are going to work out well, because maybe I'm not deserving. Shema garam hachet. Maybe I'm unworthy, and that's what interferes, and we have to rise above it. So let's just review very briefly some of the basics of emunah. Point number one, in order for a person to feel truly happy, what happiness really is feeling good about oneself. Validation is really the essence of happiness. Now, one of the things that are most necessary for a person to feel good about himself is the knowledge of his true purpose. Without the knowledge of his true purpose, it's really very hard to feel too good about myself, since I got no clue what the point is altogether. And we are very fortunate, because our true purpose was publicly revealed to our entire nation at Sinai 3,330 years ago on this upcoming Shavuos, in front of millions of eyewitnesses, when the Creator Himself spoke directly to Klal Yisrael, and He revealed to us what our purpose was. He gave us the manual, which tells us the purpose of our existence. These same eyewitnesses also heard Hashem appoint Moshe Rabbeinu as His Novi and the teacher of His Torah, and they testified and transmitted these truths to the next generation. Word for word, these truths, testimonies, were passed down, were written in a document, the Sefer Torah, and passed from generation to generation accurately without change. The Torah contains abundant evidence in the form of information that no human being could have known at the time, clearly showing its divine authorship. The Torah is full of nevuah, of information, of scientific information that no human being at the time could have ever known, clearly indicating that this Torah is, in fact, the directive and the product of the Creator Himself. And together with the Torah Shebichsav, a Torah Shebalpeh, an oral Torah was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu and passed down meticulously from generation to generation to this very day. These are some of the basics of our emunah, which give us the strength to recognize our purpose in life and the role of Hashem in this world, and that we get the story straight because it was revealed to us at Sinai and accurately transmitted from generation to generation. But now let's spend a moment on strengthening bitochen. And there are seven points, actually, based on the Chovos HaLevavos and Shaar HaBitochen, which can be very helpful in review to strengthen bitochen. Number one, Hashem loves me. Very, very important. We must realize that ani ledoidi v'doidi li, Haroyev Ashoshanim, Hashem is that beloved, that love, the one who loves us, the one whose love is deep, the one whose love overlooks all of our weaknesses and all of our shortcomings, the love whose is the love, the one whose love is endless and ever intense. So Hashem loves us, a stepping stone to be able to put our trust in Him. Hashem is with me wherever I am and is always ready to help me. Very important. He's always ready, He's always capable, and He's always here. He's aware of everything and He's always with me. Hashem is stronger and smarter than anyone in the world, and He can solve problems that seem impossible to resolve. Sometimes when we face what seems to be seemingly an impossible problem, we're ready to give up. Impossible can't be resolved. Hashem can resolve everything and anything. And therefore, we must recognize that and therefore put our trust in Him, because there is nothing that He cannot deliver on. Hashem knows what is best for me much better than I know myself. Oftentimes I think this must be, and this is the best, and this is what I want, and I'm not ready to negotiate. But Hashem knows better what's best for me. And often I like to think that Hashem answers the avodah shebalev, the desires of my heart, rather than the words that I said. The desires of my heart are demanding what's best for me, and that's what Hashem will give me, rather than just because I say certain things and I may or may not know what's good for me. Hashem has helped me many times in the past, and He will continue to help me. Very important point. When we look at the past and we see, I didn't deserve anything yesterday and the day before, and He did it the next guy, and He helps all the time, even to the undeserving. He'll certainly help me too, and therefore I have nothing to worry about. No one can do anything to help or harm me unless Hashem wills it. He has total control over everything. Everything. There's nothing to worry about. There's no one who can do anything. It's all completely and totally up to Him. Hashem is compassionate, more than the most kind-hearted person imaginable. That's a very hard thing to imagine. But imagine kind heart beyond our comprehension. Hashem is way beyond that. His kindness is endless. We say in Moedim, in the Shmon Esrei, every day, three times a day, Hatoiv ki lo cholu rachamecho, v'merachim ki lo samu chasodecho. You're the good one, the Toiv, whose rachamim is never withheld. Never do you hold your rachamim. V'hamerachim, and you're that merachim, that merciful one, ki lo yisamu chasodecho, whose chesed never ends. So if your rachamim is never withheld, and your chesed never ends, that's the winning combination for bitochen. May oilam kivinu loch. From time immemorial, we're hoping to Him, because He's lo cholu rachamecho. And He's lo yisamu chasodecho. If His rachamim is endless and His chesed is endless, if His rachamim would have an end, His chesed doesn't. But maybe He's not attuned through rachamim to the difficulty of the problem. And if His rachamim was there, He was very attuned, but His chesed ends, so maybe He was very attuned, but He doesn't do anything about it. But if He's hatev ki lo cholu rachamecho and the merachim ki lo yisamu chasodecho, we only have one answer to Him. May oilom kivinu loch. We have hoped all the time to You, and that's based on the fact that Your rachamim and Your chesed know no bounds. They never cease. They never end. They're never withheld. If Your mercy is never withheld, that You feel our pain, and Your chesed is never withheld, that You act upon it, then of course, may oilam kivinu loch. There's no reason in the world that we shouldn't put our hope in You, because You, yes, You seem to do and take care of everything.